Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We have a charming show for you this evening. We're going on the road, we'll celebrate a birthday, and have a vocabulary lesson. But to get us started, Sir James M. Barney said, "If you have it, you don't need to have anything else, and if you don't have it, it doesn't matter much what else you have." The it Sir James was talking about is charm. Cuban writer Jose Marti wrote, "Charm is a product of the unexpected." Irish dramatist, novelist, and poet Oscar Wilde wrote, "It's absurd to divide people into good and bad. People are either charming or tedious." And French novelist Albert Camus wrote, "Charm is a way of getting the answer yes without having asked any clear question." So here are some charming songs, starting off with Isham Jones.
Charms that nothing else has. Music hath charms, though it's classic or jazz. A symphony grand by Schubert or Brahms, a popular band or a uke neath the palms. A melody in minor key can make the teardrop start, and then again a glad refrain can cheer a lonely heart. Sweet harmony when there's someone in your arms. Oh baby, it's then that music hath charm.
Yeah. We started off this charming set of songs with Isham Jones and his orchestra from November 2nd, 1937, and The Snake Charmer, written by Larry Clinton. Larry Clinton was born in Brooklyn, New York on August 17, 1909. He started as an arranger and worked for the Dorsey Brothers, the Casa Loma Orchestra, Isham Jones, and Tommy Dorsey's band before forming his own orchestra in 1937, in which he played trumpet, clarinet, and trombone. With vocalist B. Wayne, he had such hits as Cry Baby Cry, Heart and Soul, Deep Purple, and My Reverie. His many other compositions included Satan Takes a Holiday, Our Love, and The Dipsy Doodle, which was a hit for Tommy Dorsey. The band broke up in 1941 when Clinton entered the U.S. Army, but in their short 4 years, they recorded 214 sides for Victor and Bluebird. Although they reformed after the war, they never achieved their previous success. In the early 50s, Clinton got out of band leading in favor of a career as a music publishing and record executive. Larry Clinton died May 2, 1985, in Deltona, Florida. Then it was Bing Crosby in his film debut from the soundtrack of The King of Jazz, the 1930 Super Special Musical Review featuring Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Actually, Music Hath Charms is from the Walter Lantz cartoon, the first ever color cartoon, which starts off the review and which shows how Whiteman came to be crowned King of Jazz by being hit on the head by a monkey with a coconut. And you're hearing it on the Super Special radio program, Rapidly Rotating Records. Here are a couple more charming songs.
Most alarming, where can he be? It's mighty aggravating, would you call that chivalry? Keeping a lady waiting, where can he be? Must she fret and worry, wish that he would hurry? She's afraid that when he comes, there's going to be a running, ain't a bit of fun in sitting round and twiddling her thumbs. What's keeping her, Prince Charming? She's been waiting patiently. It's getting most alarming, where can he be? Thank you.
time he would swing like mad. Soon his snakes were nervous wrecks. They got kinks in all their necks. Hard licks made his business bad. Still he went on his merry way. How they'd laugh when he'd start to play. Long as they let him swing, they didn't care. And though he never made a cent playing tunes on his instrument, soon his name was the toast of every harem. Cheeks knew he was in demand, so they decreed he should lead a band. Now he's weaving magic spells, jamming in the swell hotels. Snake charmer from old Baghdad.
We started off the show with an instrumental version of The Snake Charmer and finished up with a vocal version with Dinah Miller, backed by Jack Harris and his orchestra, and recorded in London on March 5, 1938. The Snake Charmer was preceded by another British band, Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra, and What's Keeping My Prince Charming, with Billy Scott Comer taking the vocal on August 27, 1931. Some charming songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back with a vocabulary lesson right after this. I learned a new word the other day. The word is susurrus, S-U-S-U-R-R-U-S. Susurrus is a noun and means a soft, indistinct whispering sound. For example, the gentle waves made a quiet susurrus among the gravel cobbles. Adding an O and spelled S-U-S-U-R-R-O-U-S, susurrus is also an adjective meaning full of whispering sounds. So here is a set of susurrus songs, starting off with Dick Jurgens and his orchestra.
In the dark, two shadows in the night, so gentle and so tender that every little song is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem, when lips and arms surrender and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the tree that dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear those little whispers in the dark from you. Mm-hmm.
Paul Whiteman and his Ambassador Orchestra, and one of the first recordings Whiteman ever made, Whispering, from August 23, 1920. Whispering was preceded by Dick Juergens and his orchestra, who were Whispering in the Dark. That's from a 16-inch radio broadcast transcription recorded in Hollywood. Dick Juergens was heard regularly over the Mutual Radio Network from Chicago and San Francisco, and of course was resident here at the Avalon Ballroom the summers of 1938 to 1941. Continuing this susurrous set of songs, here's Gus Arnheim.
Heavenly dance, a moment of bliss we spent. Our hearts were filled with a song of romance as into the night we went and sang to our hearts until the song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on. The night was splendid, and the melody seemed to say, summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There 'neath the light of the moon, sang a love song that ended too soon. The moon descended, and I found with the break of dawn you and the song had gone. But the melody lingers on.
That was the Susurrus Jack Smith and Irving Berlin's The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On, recorded in England on January 10, 1928. And before Whispering Jack Smith, it was Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra in 1931, and To Whisper Dear I Love You. The vocalist was Donald Novus. Donald Novus was born March 3, 1906, in Hastings, East Sussex, England. He was a vocalist for Jimmy Greer as well as Gus Arnheim and was known as the original Irish tenor. In addition to records, he also appeared in a number of films, including the big broadcast of 1932. He sang Love is a Song in Disney's 1941 classic Bambi, and along with Wally Bogue and Charlie Levere, Donald Novus wrote the Horseshoe Review show for the Golden Horseshoe at Disneyland. Donald Novus died July 23, 1966, in Norwalk, California. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. We're going to go on the road when we return right after this. This past week, September 10th, marked the birth in 1934 in Wilmington, North Carolina, of Charles Kuralt. He began his career as a journalist for the Charlotte News in 1955 and 2 years later was hired as a writer for CBS. He became familiar to national audiences in 1959 as the host of Eyewitness to History, and he went on to earn a reputation as a hard-edged news reporter. In 1967, he turned his talents to human interest stories, exploring back roads and small towns, chronicling the lives of ordinary Americans in his long-running series On the Road from 1967 to 1980. He hosted CBS Sunday Morning from 1979 to 1994 before retiring to travel and write. Charles Kuralt died on July 4, 1997. So here, in honor of Charles Kuralt, are some songs about being on the road, starting off with Ray Noble.
Through the woods and forest glades, gypsies love to ramble, tread the grass's dewy blades, bend the twig and bramble, free to roam the lanes and byways, bridle paths and lavish highways, journeying the roads and highways till the twilight fades. My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road, who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to bid me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road. Spreads her perfume rare, russet leaves are falling, larks and linnets in the air, to the air are calling, to her bed the moon is wending, day to gypsy folk is sending, skies are blue for that unending journey, who knows where. My garden the gorse, my carpet the flowers, I travel the road, who cares? My candle the moon, my pillow the leaves, my slumber the night all shares. The lark in the sky to call me at dawn, the scent of the breeze to bid me good morn. A gypsy am I, a wandering by, I travel the road.
The dust is blinding. I'll paint a clouds with a silver lining. I'll find a land where the sun is always shining. At the end of the dusty road.
Nelson Eddy with Nat Shilkret in his orchestra in 1935 and Dusty Road. Nelson Ackerman Eddy was born in Providence, Rhode Island on June 29, 1901. He studied opera in the U.S. and Europe and appeared in more than two dozen opera roles with the Philadelphia Civic Opera before going on a highly successful concert career. In 1933, he was discovered by Hollywood and signed with MGM, where he would make the first 14 of his 19 films. Eddy recorded 63 songs from his films, plus 223 other titles that included opera arias, hymns, Gilbert and Sullivan, Broadway show tunes, and folk songs. He recorded first with Victor, then switched to Columbia in 1939. And we began this on-the-road set of songs with Australian-born bass baritone Peter Dawson with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Orchestra in April of 1932, and I Travel the Road, written by Pat Thayer. Continuing on down the road, here's Jack Harris.
Other people say that I lack responsibility. I may refuse to labor as hard as my good neighbor, but that's the way I'm meant to be. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. Love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul.
Mills Blue Ribbon Band and Weary Traveler from March 1, 1933, which was preceded by Jack Harris and Dinah Miller once again with The Gypsy in My Soul. American violinist Jack Harris went to England with a trio in 1927 and wound up staying for the next 13 years. His first records were made under the pseudonyms of the West End Players and Al George's Red Pepper Band, but by the late 1930s, his orchestra rivaled that of Bert Ambrose. It's Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back to celebrate a birthday when we return right after this. It's hard to believe it's September already, less than 100 days till Christmas. Anyway, this being the month of September, here's a song about September.
The leaves are brown, came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That's September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain.
That was the London-born Gerald Bright, better known musically as simply Geraldo and his orchestra, and the Harry Warren Al Dubin song September in the Rain. Geraldo was most noted for the Latin American tango bands he set up in Europe and for his Gaucho Tango Orchestra. The vocal on September in the Rain was by Cyril Grantham and was recorded at the Savoy Hotel on June 5, 1937. Last week, September 12th, marked the birth in 1888 near Paris, France, of Maurice Auguste Chevalier. His hopes of becoming an acrobat were dashed by injury, so he toured local cafes and music halls as a singer and comedian. His big break came when he signed a 3-year contract with the Follies Bergère. In 1927, he went to England to appear in the revue White Birds, and 2 years later made his first Hollywood film, Innocence of Paris, in which he introduced the song with which he would forever more be associated, Louise. In 1935, he returned to France as one of the world's leading entertainers. After the war, he toured Europe and the U.S. and in early 1950s returned to Hollywood to play a series of character roles in films such as Love in the Afternoon, Gigi, Can-Can, Fanny, and In Search of the Castaways. Maurice Chevalier died New Year's Day, 1972, in Paris. Here's Maurice Chevalier in French.
Je téléphonais. Au bout d'une heure, le garçon fait. Monsieur abuse, est-ce qu'il s'amuse? Alors je réponds comme excuse. Je suis en train de prendre une leçon de Charleston. Par téléphone, c'est comme ça que mon professeur les donne. Au bout du fil, fortissimo, son gramophone. Joue le Charleston pour un prolong, s'abonne. J'entends clairement les commandements de tous les mouvements. Le professeur dit, tournez ainsi, faites comme ceci. J'ai besoin encore une heure de votre téléphone. Je prends une leçon de Charleston. L'autre jour, ma bonne tombe dans mes bras et me crie, je me donne mince embarras. Ma femme s'amène, voyez ma gêne. Je lui dis, vous reparez la scène. Je suis en train de prendre une leçon de Charleston. Avec la bonne, elle sait très bien le temps, c'est quoi une bretonne. Ça ne va pas encore, tout seul, tu vois, je tâtonne. Oh, le Charleston, que tintouin ça vous donne. Que de tracas, je fais des pas quand il ne faut pas. S'il faut bouger, je reste figé, je ne peux pas juger. Et voilà pourquoi Bobonne avec la petite bonne. Je prends une leçon de Charleston. Et voilà pourquoi Popon avec la petite bonne. Je prends une leçon.
L'ombre s'étend sur le sol, dans la nuit le rossignol chante sa romance en si bémol. Joli refrain berceur m'envahit de sa douceur. Mon âme appelle l'âme sœur. Ma bien-aimée dont le nom si doux s'écrit Yolande et se prononce Zouzou. Mais où est ma douce joie? Je donnerais bien 100 sous pour le savoir. Rêve-t-elle au beau jour, ou vers le Luxembourg, nous susurrâmes les premiers mots d'amour, blottis dans son petit lit virginal, dit-elle le feuilleton du petit journal. Je ne vis que pour la voir, elle est mon seul espoir. Mais où est ma professeur de Charleston, faudrait pas que ça m'étonne, tu clariches au garçon, les femmes d'aujourd'hui ne pensent plus qu'au Charleston, Charleston, ma bien-aimée a-t-elle envie de Charleston, Charleston, et tu prends soin de lui montrer un Charleston, Charleston, je le lui ferai voir, comme n'importe quel noir, mais où
Thank you.
agreeable baby likes everything that I do. Dances most every night, movies are her delight, I sort of go for them too. But when movies and dances are done, that's when I have real fun. Gee, it's great after being out late, watching my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, watching my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We start into pet, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, watching my baby back home. Oh, oui, it's delightful for me, watching my baby back home. I can't use every word I would choose, I'll tell you when we're alone. Oh, yes, yes, when we stop for a rest, I cuddle love to my own. By this time, I assure you that I'm just like a king on a throne. And then comes the fun, her shoe gets undone. Oh yes, I start tying it then. Sometimes I'll admit, I linger a bit. She makes me start watching again. Then we stroll till my heel and my soul feel like they're down to the bone. Oh, she's sweet, but it's bad on my feet, watching my baby back home.
Maurice Chevalier, born September 12, 1888. We heard La Leçon de Charleston and the Walter Donaldson tune I Wonder Where My Baby Is Tonight, and we finished up with Walking My Baby Back Home from February 21, 1931. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, I'd love to hear from you with your comments and or requests. You can send email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.